If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, well, well. Another week, another scare. Shout out to all my patrons and my channel members. You guys rock. Especially Voltron76 and Matthew Bowers. To everybody else, salute! Midway through the year of 2017, a friend and I decided to pack up a couple of things and head out to a nearby abandoned hospital that sat in the middle of town. The children's ward was definitely weird, but most of the hospital was gutted. I grabbed my camera, my laptop, and anything else I would need to capture any of the evidence that might help that night. I grabbed everything and headed out to my friend's house to go pick him up. Once we were both ready, we headed out to the park to keep an eye out on the hospital for any police presence or anybody else that might be watching. After a couple of hours, we noticed a couple of people walking towards the hospital. We decided to lay low, but noticed it was a couple of kids from the town who were also in the hospital. We met up with them and decided to set up a 3-man insertion team and a 2-man team to keep an eye out for anyone who might be around the area. We opened the window inside the horseshoe of the hospital, having only darkness as our protection. I stepped in with two of the other people who had showed up, while Cody and the other of the three stayed outside. Once inside, I locked the window to make sure that no one from the outside could be able to make it in to mess with us. We turned on our flashlights, and I hit record on my camera. Walking out of the room the window was in, we traveled throughout the maze of construction equipment and doorways leading to other rooms. Finally, finding the staircase, we walked up to the second floor and set all of my stuff on the stretcher that sat in the middle of the reception area. Taking a look around, I remember the darkness. The silence that then slowly fell over the room. I've had this feeling before, and I didn't really know how to explain it. I guess it could be best described as my instincts, but I knew something else was about to happen. Whether it was due to the darkness engulfing the entire hospital, or the numbing silence, possibly both, honestly. When my phone began to ring, I knew something was wrong. Picking up the phone, I saw that it was my friend outside calling. So I answered, and set the call to speaker. "Yeah, man, what's up?" I spoke, taking a good look around me, with lights on now. I could see the window leading to the roof. I could see the open doorway with the tiny window on the right, in the hallway that led to the area of the child's doll I left for a little girl spirit, that was then followed by the chapel area.
"Dude, you guys have to get out of there right now. It isn't safe,"
I heard my friend almost scream. I sighed, knowing that when he was scared, all he wanted to do was run, no matter if we had just gotten there. Taking another look around, I didn't really take him seriously. I figured he was just wanting to leave like normal.
"Bro, we just set up. Why do we need to leave?" "We just saw 3 giant shadow people, about 8 feet each. One ran straight up the window where you guys went through. Another jumped straight on the roof, and the third jumped onto the second floor window. sat there for a bit, and just phased into the window. Now, of course I didn't believe him. Why would I? I mean, 8-foot shadow people jumping into the hospital? How could anyone believe that crap? I went to tell him how I thought he was bullcrapping me, but before I could get anything else out, I heard the biggest bang that I have ever heard come from right behind me. I turned around to see if the other two were messing with me, but they were on either side of me as I turned. Looking at both of them, we nodded in agreement.
Yeah, screw that. We're on our way out.
I instantly hung up and started to pack everything up that I had just unpacked. I threw my bag on my shoulder and we began to run down the hallway back to the staircase. While descending the stairs, I felt a dark presence crawl on top of me, and I soon began to fall deeper and deeper. I could feel myself starting to be swallowed by the darkness of my own mind. I saw my childhood first, the cries of a baby, the sounds of flesh on wood, then against the wall, and soon the crushing of bones being shattered into pieces. The pain was immense. First, my skull, a migraine that felt as if an ice pick was working its way out of my head, my skin splitting, revealing the fresh, dark red blood. Next, 3 of my ribs, the sharp edge of the coffee table being slammed into my gut until 3 ribs on the other end of my body were completely destroyed. Pieces of my lungs, and in my stomach. After that came another rib, then another, and another. Breathing was difficult at this time. No matter how hard I tried, it felt as if each breath my lungs were puncturing by another piece of my ribs. Then came my collarbone, ripped apart by the inside. I could hardly move. The pain was so intense. I thought I might die right then and there. Finally, I could stand. I could see myself as an infant, in the hospital, recovering, bandages and casts over my body. I couldn't believe someone could do this to a 4-month-old child. I heard the voice come from behind me. Turning around, I saw the 2 people who picked up the broken bones remains of the infant and put them back together. Now reaching inside their own chests, they pulled out half of their own hearts, put them together. Now it's a full heart, slipping it inside the chest of the baby. I knew this child was me, and the other 2 people soon became clear. I knew that they were the 2 who adopted me, my new parents, the ones who saved me. I felt happy now. I wanted to hug them more than anything, to thank them for taking my pain away. Before I could move, though, I felt an overwhelming pain in my new heart. I looked over to see my sister Stephanie, beautiful as a teenager, very little cares in the world. I saw her slowly slipping away, as the brain tumor grew in size, almost the shape of a baseball now. Finally, the image of my sister faded, and the darkness crept over me once more. I tried to look back over at my parents, but could see there was my mother, broken down on the ground, frustrated and overwhelmed. I saw my father laying in bed, his memory fading, and his body deteriorating. My father, who once saved me, now a frail shell of who he once was. I tried to scream. I tried with everything I had to tell him I loved him, but my words were drowned out by the 2 gunshots. I looked to my right to find my younger brother laying on the ground in a pool of his own blood. The gun he had stolen from our mom and had used to end it all. I saw my father, now nothing more than skin and bones, be put into the casket. It was so hard to say goodbye. So as he was put down into the ground, I felt my body jump down with him. The feeling of falling once again came over me. This time, a light came from in front of me. As I fell closer and closer to the light, I felt the urge to puke, now being consumed by the light. I woke up on the ground, covered in sweat. I looked around and saw that I was outside, with everyone looking down at me. I looked back at the hospital, the window wide open. Just the memory of what had happened was too much. So I got up and I shut the window, locking it from the outside. I wiped off my forehead, my arm now covered in sweat, I turned back to them and nodded. We all started to head home. With the images of what had happened in the hospital still on my mind, I knew that I would never go back to the hospital in Halstead, Kansas.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.